Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Colts Cast. We're here to talk about anything and everything Indianapolis Colts. I am your host, Jamal Lawrence, coming at you today with a quick episode here talking about a player that I mentioned on my draft 1.1. I'll make sure I tag that here so you guys can go back and look at that. But in my draft 1.1 here, I mentioned three players that we should target in the first round. Two of those players are some skills players. You know, one was a cornerback, one was a wide receiver. But the third one I found that I really, really enjoyed, a young guy by the name of Christian Mahogany. I think that this guy could be a great missing link to what the Indianapolis Colts need on this offensive line. But before we go ahead and get into there, please go ahead and make sure you hit that subscribe and like button. It's absolutely free. Helps us get out to other passionate Colts fans like yourself. Appreciate you guys dropping your comments down below, letting me know what you think about this episode as well. But without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into it because I just wanted a chance to kind of talk to everybody on another personal level here. Maybe some of you didn't get a chance to watch the draft episode, and maybe you're trying to figure out maybe who are some players the Colts could possibly target that aren't these skills guys that we see that we know we have to worry about. We know we have to address the cornerback situation. We know we have to address the wide receiver situation. But sometimes it's kind of one of those things we think about in these later rounds. Who could we scoop up? Who could be that guy that Chris Ballard decides to pick up in a later round? And I think I have found him right here. Again, a junior out of Boston College by the name of Christian Mahogany. 6'3", 335 pounds. Beast in the interior offensive line. A beast. This guy has played mainly right guard. While he's been at Boston College, he's played a little bit of left as well, but he's predominantly been at that right guard spot, which, you know, we're pretty thin in that department. So it'll be great to have somebody like him who could step in and help out, whether that be straight off or coming off the bench in the event of an unfortunate injury, or someone who can work his way to the top throughout spring training and training camp and so on. So again, I'm talking about a physical guard, strong, who can deliver the blow at the first level and the second level. As some of you people may not have seen him before, you may want to go look him up. Strong guy who dominates at the first level. And you better believe he can dominate at the second level. We're talking about Boston College that kind of ran a 60-40 run pass offense, utilized RPO quite a bit. What does Shane Steichen have for us in this offense? I think it says we could use somebody like him. BC averaged around like 189 yards a game while he was there. So he's no stranger to the aggressive run blocking scheme. And I think that that's what we need. We have a Jonathan Taylor in the backfield. We have Anthony Richardson in the backfield. Someone like that who's coming off of a team who dominated the run game, he knows what the expectations are. He knows how to really get in front of these guys and push it up the line to get these chunk yards that we need with a JT or a Richardson running the ball back there. He's not afraid to bully anyone in front of him. And some of you guys may not know this, but he's been considered one of the best interior offensive linemen in the draft. Now, there's a reason why he's dropped down to, you know, projection third round or so. And I do think that the Colts could scoop him up at the third round. And I'll talk about that here in a couple of minutes of why he did potentially drop. Because there were, you know, before some things happened, there was some talks about him possibly having the potential to go early, first, second round. So we'll get into that just in a moment, though. But according to PFF, he's boasted a passing grade of 85.2 and a run block grade of 74.5. That passing grade right there, I'll take the any day of the week because that just means he can also protect us in the passing game, which we know we're going to need. We are past the days of seeing our quarterbacks getting sacked 30, 40, 50, 60 times a season. We have this accordion at the offensive line group, a cohesive one, and adding a piece like this to it can just fill that gap, fill that void that we have sometimes at that right guard spot. He looked great in the Shrine Bowl against some top-tier talent. Held his own. And combo blocking, one-on-one blocking during team drills. I mean, you got to think, you're playing people you never really played before. So to get up there with them and still be able to have that connection to combo, to scoop, to even be in a team setting and run plays cohesively, he can fit right into what we have going on here. One of the biggest things I like about him, too, he keeps his head on a swivel. What does that mean? What do you mean when you say he keeps his head on a swivel? That means that whenever he's blocking downfield, or even where he's run blocking or pass blocking, where he's kind of sitting back in a stance, he's turning his head left and right to see exactly what's going on. What does that give you the ability to do? It gives you the ability to stop on a double team and break off and help someone, or take over someone when they're stunning, when a defensive lineman is stunning, or a linebacker is stunning through an A-gap. He can break off of that combo block he's doing with Braden Smith and go help out, or go take over the A-gap. Or if he's combo blocking with Ryan Kelly and we see that there's a linebacker coming through the B-gap, guess what he can do? He can break off and take over that as well. So keeping that head on the swivel is one of the biggest things that linemen have to learn and know how to do, and he already possesses that. He can help us. I don't know if you guys are catching the thing, but he can help us a lot. And I may be a little bit biased towards it because I do enjoy watching what the O-line can do. But someone like him, again, a diamond in the third round, you can sign me up for it. Possesses all the intangibles to become an NFL starter in the correct system. And the correct system is the Shane Steichen system, one that he could already be familiar with. And he has all the skill around him just to make him grow and get better. Great fit for the future of what this offense brings. So, of course, I have to mention some of the negatives. And the biggest negative is the reason why, you know, he's really not going to be a second rounder. Definitely not a first rounder, obviously, but probably won't be a second rounder either. And that's because it's his first season since he tore his ACL in 2022. You know, of course, you hate to see injuries like that, but that's the nature of the beast. They happen, but it didn't seem to slow him down this past season back with Boston College. And what they did, he bounced right back from that injury in 2022 and had a great year in 2023. And to be honest, I mean, like I said, I think that without question, he'd be able to go in the second round if it wasn't for that injury. At least I'll be down to pick him up for that. But I would like to see him get a little more aggressive. With his hand, sometimes he doesn't lock on. And so those of you who maybe aren't familiar with how the offensive linemen lock on, you really want to grab that breastplate that's of course, so you're not holding. Once you go outside the numbers you're holding, grab that breastplate that's right in the middle, and you lock on with strong hands so you can drive it like you're driving a car. You can drive your lineman wherever you want to go. One thing I noticed that he does is he doesn't so much lock on. He kind of gives punches and jabs, so he's punching the breastplate, which is great for knocking someone off balance, but you got to make sure you can lock on to drive. But those are things that can be corrected. They can be fixed. And of course, like most linemen, his footwork can always get a little bit better. As you grow into schemes, as you grow and learn your players around you, footwork typically does get a little better based off of who you're playing against or who you're playing with, because you kind of learn their steps, you learn their nature of how they move. And I think with the four guys that we have to the left and the right of him, if he was a starter for us at that right guard spot, I think his footwork would be able to pick up in no time. We can correct that with little issues. Not a lot of negatives for him, to be honest with you, in my humble opinion. Of course, there probably are some more that maybe someone else could see, but I think that what we see right here is this is a huge hidden gem in the third round. And I think I may have dropped out right there, so I just want to repeat myself. This is a guy who can help us out in the future to come. No questions, no doubt about it. Drop your comments below. Tell me what you guys think about picking up an offensive lineman in the third round, a guy by the name of Christian Mahogany. Tell me what you think. Some of you may like it. Some of you may think that, we still need to be going for some other skilled players in the third round. Hey, that's the fun thing about draft season. There are a lot of different things going on, but people like Ballard really like these guys who can definitely possess the intangibles that we need on this team, and he can get them for a great price. And I think that picking up someone like Mahogany in the third round is a great pickup for us. Again, I wanted to keep it short and sweet for you guys today. As always, please be sure to like, subscribe. Thank you for listening. We appreciate all you do, and we want to keep this fun content coming for you. So y'all take care. Enjoy the weekend. Go Colts, and let's get after it.